And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I'm speaking on the strength of association. Or strength from association. And I am talking about the right association. One of the greatest builders of strength, spiritual and supernatural strength, is the right company. Is the right company. The right association. You look at the examples, two examples from the Tower of Babel. In Genesis chapter 11 and in verse 6, it said the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Nothing. That is, these people are unbeatable. They have a strength you can't beat. Because of their association and company. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, we see the second example of Peter in prison. And the Bible said, and Peter was kept in prison, and prayer was made without season. Acts 12:5. Of the church for him. That unity, that the strength of that unity brought Peter out instead of being killed by Herod. On the other side, one of the greatest attacks on strength is the wrong company. One of the greatest attacks, one of the greatest deflators of strength is the wrong company. First example, Samson in the company of Delilah. In the book of Judges chapter 16 from verse 20, the Bible, and she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. And the Philistines took him, this mighty man, this giant, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass, and he made him to grind in the prison house. The strength of Israel made the toy of the Gentiles because of the wrong company. Second example, Jehoshaphat in the company of King Ahab. In 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and in verse 29 all the way to verse 31. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle. But put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, except only the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they thought it was Ahab or Joram. They said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. You will not die another person's death. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. The wrong association shall not be your destruction. Jehoshaphat nearly died because he was in the company of the wrong person. There are many who have lost out so much in life because of the wrong company. That is not your portion. Our emphasis in this service
is the building of the right company. Now, what strength can be produced from the right company, the right association? What strength? Number one is the strength of unity. The strength of unity. The people is one. Genesis 11:6, the people is one. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. The strength of unity. The strength of unity means the deficiency or the elimination of strife. The strength of unity is the situation where strife is eliminated, where contention is eliminated, where unhealthy competitive jealousy is eliminated. When the contention is eliminated, when the unhealthy competitive tendencies are eliminated, there is so much strength that can be built. That was what happened in Acts of the Apostles. They were in one accord, and suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of the rushing mighty wind. That revival that broke out in the strength of unity. One of the greatest challenges of the healing revival was when unity began to give way for strife, began to give way for contention and competition, where people began to go to measure the size of the other person's tent, so that they can extend their own tent a little bit more, so it can be 500 people more than the last one. I'm sure you heard that. You heard that. That became the destruction of that revival for some of them. Unity brings a strength that Satan can't stand. Nothing, even God himself said, let us scatter their language, otherwise even we can't resist them. I knew a pastor who used to go from church to church. When he enters a church with his junior pastor, he used his eyes to size the congregation. And he would tell the pastor, say, our church is bigger than this, isn't it? He came to our church too, Niriawan. Oh yes, many years, around the 20, on 100 years. Just size, looked up, looked down, looked at the gallery. Our own is bigger than this one. If that guy is in ministry now or not, I am not aware. I'm not a foremost voice. Anytime you step out of unity with the brethren into strife, you have stepped out of impact. It's just a matter of time. It is the strength of unity. United with the brethren, with your brother, with your sister. The strength of unity. Number two is the strength of prayer and spiritual warfare. The right company brings you into a situation where you can have brothers and sisters with whom you can generate strength at the place of prayer. When Daniel was confronted, he went to his company to invoke strength at the place of prayer. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, to Mishael and Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. That was the strength of prayer and spiritual warfare. When the disciples were challenged in Acts chapter 4 verse 21.
So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Keep going. For the man, keep going. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. The strength of company. If you jump to verse 31 now, you will see what they did after the report. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
The strength of prayer is a strength that we can muster from the right association. The strength of prayer.
When Peter was in prison in Acts chapter 12 verse 5, it was the strength of prayer. The strength of prayer. But Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
The strength of prayer was deployed by the right company. And Peter couldn't be killed like James was killed.
When they took James, the church was taken by surprise. But when they came for Peter, they said, no way. I decree today in the name of Jesus, none of us shall be cut short before our time.
I've seen brethren confronted. And all they needed to do was to be surrounded by the right people. And they came out of the confrontation. You are coming out today. In Jesus' precious name. Number three is the strength of effort. Corporate effort. When effort is pooled together. Effort pooled together. It has a strength that nothing can produce. In Mark chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 2. In Mark chapter 2 verse 1 and again he entered into Capernaum. After some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached to them. Let's go. Verse 3. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was carried by four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy was laid. That it was the strength of effort that brought that man out of paralysis. When effort is pulled together, effect is compelled to arrive. Effort pulled together.
I think that the time will come when we will decide to pull our effort together and we'll see results.
One day that the Oyedepo said that we are to pray, we agreed to pray for the state of our nation during a previous government. And on the basis of that agreement, we did a prayer in Abuja. And you know what we did? We pulled everybody, that is Dunamis, Winners Chapel, everybody, we are meeting at so and so place. Everybody met there. Everybody met there. Jam. How many of you remember that? We overflooded the Eagle Square. Then, jammed in that place. I was there, he was there, Bishop Abir, he was there. He gave a charge and a word. I preached the message as well. And then Bishop, and set the whole land on fire. There was instant change. Are you following what I'm saying here today? The strength of corporate effort.
I am looking forward to the time where we'll do the kind of thing we have done in some cities. Where we come to your city and everybody, we are doing the one crusade. Now, by the message of God, the crusades that we do everywhere, crowds are there everywhere. But where we come and we say, this church, bring 500 counselors. You bring 500 counselors. You bring, depending on the size of the church, you can bring 700 counselors. Bring 1,000 counselors. Bring this and that. And then,
The crusade is done. All the counselors go to counsel the people. The one you counsel follow you to your church. So, if you don't have enough people that follow you to your church, it's a function of the deficiency of your counselors. Please take your seat. There is... I think that the Lord will help us in this generation. You know, in some Rehoboam crusades, ushers, counselors from different churches, prayer band, ushers, counselors, let's take ushers and counselors, are already 20,000. Nothing yet. I mean, not the crowd yet. And you ushers and counselors, you are coming, at least invite the people you are coming to counsel. Come with them. There is strength of effort. They pull together of effort. We saw that already when Dr. Mr. Ninja was preaching yesterday about the pull of the effort of the man and the wife. The woman was doing this, but when the man joined forces, that pull of the effort brought a strength that produced very drastic result. There is the strength of effort. Number four is the strength of love and affection. The strength of love. In the right company, especially where love is allowed to flow, there is a strength of it that can beat even death. In Songs of Solomon chapter 8 and in verse 6, the Bible says love is strong, is as strong or even stronger than death. And we saw it played out in Acts chapter 14. Look at verse 18 of Acts chapter 14. We saw how love beat death. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. Okay, keep going. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, concluding that he has died. How be it, as the disciples stood round about him, and supplied him love and goodwill and affection, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. You will not be cut short before your time. One of the greatest challenges that we have on earth today is people who are stoned and nobody stood around them. We have people who are stoned, brethren stoned, ministers stoned, pastors stoned, and nobody stood around them. Two people were stoned in the New Testament. Stephen was stoned. Nobody stood around him. He died. Paul was stoned. People stood around him. He got up. James was caught by Herod. Nobody prayed for him. He was beheaded. Peter was caught by the same Herod. Everybody prayed for him. He was liberated. Please don't ever let our stoned men lay on the floor without love, without being surrounded. We have this aloof generation. For as long as it is not happening to me, no problem. It's just aloof. Somebody came some time ago to tell me about a man who they said did this and did that. And what they were, it was very, very grievous. He was wanting me to join with him and say, oh, this and that. I said, oh no. That man is a great investment from heaven. The devil can't have him like that. I went into praying. And truly Jehovah deleted it. Whatever the devil had in mind.
There is a strength from love that is needed by our generation. That is needed by the brethren. That is needed by the laity. That is needed. A strength from love. Let us stop coming to church and just facing ourselves. It is time to become interested. It's time to become interested. Look at what Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 4 says. I'll read it in the... If there be therefore any consolation in Christ. If any comfort of love. If any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy. That you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem the other better than themselves. Look at verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of the others. I'd like us to look at the New Living Translation and also the Message Bible of Philippians 2, chapter 1, verse, chapter 2, verse 1. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from His love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other. Loving one another and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Somebody say aloud, amen. There is the strength of love. And finally, the strength of companionship. That is, knowing that no matter what, there is somebody around, that you have somebody. You know, isolation is the step before destruction. Before Uriah the Hittite was killed, David said they should isolate him. Put him in the forefront and retire from him. That he might be smitten and die. There are many people today who are suffering from isolation and loneliness. Even there are people in marital contests, they are married but they are lonely. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and in verse 8, he said, jump to verse 11, 12, am I on the right scripture? And again, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Everybody need warmth at one point in your life or the other. It's the power, the strength of companionship, the strength of unity, the strength of prayer and spiritual warfare, the strength of effort, corporate effort, the strength of love and affection, and the strength of companionship. Now, what is the requirement for relationship? The right relationship. Number one, rely on divine guidance. Rely on divine guidance in identifying the right relationship. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Rely on divine guidance. Why is this important? People have married the wrong person. Someone they should that is good enough as a Christian sister, but not as a wife. He is good enough as a brother, but not husband. The reason is that you are literally not wired for each other.
is good for somebody else, but not for you. People have worked in there. And you know why divine guidance is important? Jesus prayed overnight before choosing the disciples. I think that was Mark chapter 3 from verse 12, 13, 14. He prayed overnight and chose 12. One was a Judas. Despite the prayer, he could not choose Judas. Back of before then, no, not today. The prayer that preceded this. 12, okay. Oh, Luke 6:12. All right, let's look at 6:12. And it came to pass in those days that he went into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. If he prayed and chose 12, and one was a Judas, if you don't pray and you choose 12, only one will not be a Judas. Do you understand what I'm saying? 11 disciples, one Judas. In our own case, it might be 11 Judas, one disciple. Praise the Lord. A lot of us have passed through so many unnecessary issues by having associations that was not divinely guided. There is nothing that brings assumption like frustration. Not all that glitters is gold. Not everything you see in the water is fish. Rely on divine guidance. Number two, relate on the grounds of principles and genuine spirituality. On the grounds of principles. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Principles, not sentiments. And number three. Number one, rely on divine guidance. Number two, relate on the grounds of principles and genuine spirituality. That's Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. And number three, watch out for real interest and commitment in the relationship. Real interest. Am I in a relationship where somebody wants to use me, or I'm in a relationship that somebody is actually interested in my life's welfare? You should be able to identify that. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24, the Bible said, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Strength from association. This requirement is very important in identifying the right relationship. And finally, what are the demands of relationship? Once you are in a godly, profitable relationship, what is demanded? Number one, love at all times. Proverbs 17:17. He said, a friend loveth at all times. You have a demand to love at all times. That is, be generous in your love. Let your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, let them feel love. Let them feel it. Love at all times. Number two, be available in adversity. Be available. Be available. A brother is born for adversity. You can be a friend until you arrive at the point where you are not just a friend now, but more like a brother. Be available. Be available in adversity.
Be someone that a friend can count on. Be someone that someone can count on. Available. One of the things that have finished most people is not the problem itself, but the absence of people in their problem. Almost everybody can pass through anything if there are sufficient enough people that surround them. Be available in adversity. Number three, hold nothing back that is profitable. If you know that this piece of information will help this your fellow pastor to move his life and ministry to another level. Paul the apostle said in Acts chapter 20 verse 20, he said, I have kept nothing back that was profitable to you. I have kept nothing back. If I have anything going with Evangelist Jonathan, and I know this will help pull him up, I am duty bound to hold nothing back. The journey that I took yesterday in the course of the preachings and the teaching, not everybody will tell you details of their journey. Some people you get to know some things at the end of the day or when they have already left. Yesterday was the first time I was telling the detail of my encounter with Maurice Cerullo. Do you understand? Paul the Apostle, I kept nothing back that was profitable. If I know it will profit you, I know it will enhance your life, and I think I am in relationship with you, I am duty bound to make you know. Hold nothing back. Number four, let the people of your life benefit from your prayer investment. Anyone who is in your life, below you, above you, on your level, make them benefit from your prayer investment. Let somebody be counting on your prayer. Let it be clear. When my mother was here, I knew that if nobody in the world was praying for me, she was. And I know that my siblings are. Let there be people in your life that you can say, if nobody is praying for me, I know this one is there. Let your friends, let your loved ones, let them be able to count on your prayer investment. In Job chapter 42 verse 10, Job prayed for his friends. And that was when God turned his captivity. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Let the people of your life count on your prayer investment. Number five, do for others what you want both God and others to do for you. Do for others what you want both God and others to do for you. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12, therefore, all things whatsoever you will that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. You know one of the greatest prayers I pray? I don't want to leave this world until I have fulfilled my assignment. Everything God has in mind for me to touch and to handle, I want to touch it. I don't want to appear in eternity and regret. So one of the heaviest prayers I pray for the people of my life, Father, may they not die unfinished. Our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, will be 70 years this month, 27th of September, next month. What's today's date? Okay, so 28 days more, he'll be 70th birthday. And he has
lived as if he lived 1,000 years. In terms of impact, in terms of results. But our prayer for him still, Lord, he will not draw his last breath until everything that you have in store for him is accomplished. He will not draw his last breath. Pastor David will not draw his last breath until everything God has in mind for him comes to pass. Every one of us seated here, you are not permitted to draw your last breath on it. And you pray it with meaning. Don't let anybody's result stop your prayer for them. You know, one bitter pastor said, Bishop Oyedepo has already done more than everybody. What else does he want? That was a bitter heart. No. If I say you should reach where God wants you to reach, no devil can stop me from reaching my own. And I am not struggling to be bigger than anybody. I am struggling to be what God wants me to be. Whatever the size is. Whatever size it is. My greatest success is not what I was able to achieve, but whether I achieved what God wanted me to achieve. So I was able to be big and you didn't fulfill purpose. It's possible not to be that big and the assignment was fulfilled. Depending on the scope of what God has for you. Somebody say aloud, amen. And so anything you wish for yourself, wish it for them. Whatever you want people to do for you, do it for them. Number 6. Prove yourself reliable and dependable in the relationships of your life. Prove yourself reliable. Prove yourself dependable. A man that must have friends should show himself friendly. Prove yourself reliable. Prove yourself dependable. You may not overstretch yourself, but be available and be dependable to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your ability. Pastor Wyatt testified. He gave a call. And I think the phone was ringing just a few minutes or so to the commander. And I picked it on the spot. When I heard his voice, it was roaring against that devil. The other apostle, I think is from Warri also, saw a text. I don't know who it is, but he said, I'm battling with death. I called on the spot. Try your best. Let's be available. I believe that it's a new day for us. You believe that? Say loud, amen. I want us to pray at this moment. And we are going to pray for the house and pray for the church and pray for everyone here and everyone connected around the world. That prayer investment portion, we are going to carry it out now. And our prayer focus today is, Lord, dismantle every agenda of hell against this brother, against this sister, against your church in this season. Stand up on your feet. We're going to pray. We're going to pray and release that prayer investment. Now we counsel in the city where you are, in the nation where you are. Ensure that you are not a standalone person. Just as much as you can. And even if there is no physical person in that city to stand with, just ensure that along the line, there is somebody you are linked in. I'm sure you understand that. You can live in Games Village or River Park or anywhere here. and you are traveling to America, and you call somebody in Lagos that you are traveling to America because of your relationship with the person and because the person needs to know, but you won't tell the next door neighbor, the person in the next flat, where you are going, because you don't owe them any such duty. So at times, relationship spares no distance. And there may be no, it may not be, proximity may not be a challenge. Just the fact that there is a connectivity, irrespective of distance. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. But wherever it is, ensure. And if God, if you don't have, you can't find, just ask God to send someone into your life. Ask God to show you, take the cover. But for yourself, begin to sow the seeds of relationship and companionship. If you don't greet people, if you don't talk to people, if you just face yourself, you can be sure you will reap the same thing. People will face themselves when the pot comes to you. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? We spent so much time, but I want us to take 15 minutes of brutal prayer. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. Give me the timing. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Father, we confront the agenda of hell against your children here today, against their ministries, against their ministries, against the body of Christ in Nigeria, against the body of Christ global. The Lord led me, directed me to do this, because he showed me that there are not just individuals here, but ministries here. Various callings are here. And when you pray as a pastor over the congregation, it's as good as the whole of that congregation joining forces with you to pray with other congregations here represented. As we take authority over the agenda of the gates of hell against your churches, the ministries you pastor, against the lives of the members, against the body of Christ generally, and we decree that it will collapse. Just be ready and be sensitive, because something is about to happen. After we have prayed for a while, if you feel like just moving around with fire, just go ahead and do it. Lift up your hands now. Start with holding the hand of somebody around you. But when the prayer gets started, you can lose your hand so that you can be free. Lift your hands up and say, Father, we come before you today. You can start it. Start timing. Say, Father, we come before you today. To take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell against the lives of your children, against pastors and ministries represented here in the name of Jesus, against the life of the children of God, the members of the churches, against the body of Christ in Nigeria, every agenda of hell against the body of Christ worldwide, we decree today by the power in the name of Jesus, agenda of hell scatter, perish now. Open your mouth, pray. Pray. Yeah.
Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, continue praying while you take the hand of somebody specific. We are going to do it 3 times. Just choose somebody right now and pray in agreement and collapse the agenda of hell in the life of that person. Open your mouth and pray. I agree with you and collapse the agenda of hell. The agenda of hell in your life, in your ministry. The agenda of hell in your life, in your ministry. I collapse the agenda of hell. The agenda of hell. The agenda of hell. The agenda of hell. Pray, Mahashadini. Let us collapse the agenda. The agenda of hell. The agenda of hell in the life of that person. Zero Tassi. Let us set the fetus of Kulala. In the name of Jesus. Take the hand of another person and collapse the agenda of hell in that ministry. Every agenda of hell against your life, I collapse it in agreement with you. Every agenda of hell in your life, in your ministry, in your assignment, I resist them. We agree together. The gates of hell shall not prevail against your life, against my life, against... Shut out a heart. Let us touch the petra coco soco da gran. In the name of Jesus, a final person collapsed the agenda of hell against their ministry. Every battle they left before they came here, let the battle be over. Open your mouth and pray. Every battle they left before they came here, let the battle be over. We collapse the agenda of hell. We collapse the agenda of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Matashi. Miragala Tara Taladavahara. Lara Tasha Tekanagadehala. Lara Nagadehala. Rekasha Tekanagadehala. Rotasha Tekanagadehala. Nagalaga di 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 In the name of Jesus, the Lord has heard and answered us. Lift your hands and shout. Pray. Rete City, Hita Setete, Hika Papala, Ola Teferete Sicadino, Ula Paparada Gala, Elete Ferete City, Lete Sete Fedo, Malo Yarote Sepida Galahara, Yarate Sede de la Gadu Galahara, Yarate Sede de la Gadu Galahara, Rogade 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 For a society, the Galaha, Mala Galagarina,
The Lord heard and answered in Jesus' name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. 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 In a few minutes, we shall be through. And if you have any encounter or something happen to you now, just like 3, 4, 5 people, we can take that at the back of the television there. But help me, shake 3 hands and congratulate them. If you have my Jesus, it's all right.
And if you have my Jesus, if you have my Jesus, he's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. Have my Jesus. If you have my Jesus. If you have my Jesus. He's the lily, 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 lily. He's all right.
So take your key. Just go on with your key. Help me shake 3 hands one more time and tell them congratulations, 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 congratulations. Hey, 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 hey. I'd like you to use this time to celebrate like you. Maybe we can use just 7 minutes. Celebrate like never before. You want to dance to the front on the aisle? Feel free. When it gets very hot, just feel free.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
I need 100 people who will dance in this front. Anyone who wants to stand can remain standing. Just 100, no more. All right, go. Yeah, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
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 Lord. Lord. Lana gabaro satakala.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, let something drop. Let a fresh mantle of revival. Fresh mantle of joy, fresh jubilee, fresh health, mercy. Let it come upon everyone here this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fresh fire.
Fresh fire. It's your hand. As I whisper that name, Jesus. Whisper Jesus. Let us And close to thee, close to thee. Father, thank you. Lift your hands. Now my love, everlasting portion.
Father, let your fire flow. Let your fire flow. Let your hair flow. Let your mercy flow. Let yokes be broken. Let chains be broken. Let the fire of love flow afresh. Let the agenda of hell completely be broken. Father, thank you for victory.
Blessed be your name.
In Jesus' precious name. It is done. Dance your way back to your seat. Pray the spirit on your way back to your feet. Let us see Lana mana na ya galaga ya dara hosari. Lana mama ya na galaga galalo. Rote zivia la karina gagala. Lina mana saroto toko kona. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus.